Self-Mastery Radio. Master your mind. Master your emotions. Master yourself. Hosted by Robbie Cornelius.
Hey, welcome to Self-Mastery Radio. I'm Robbie Cornelius. This is the podcast that is inspiring you to master yourself. Now, today, I got an opportunity to watch a new documentary, and it is Billionaire Radical. It's about a man by the name of George Soros, who many people believe is behind a lot of the civil unrest that you see taking place in this country today. Now, this is a very interesting documentary. I never heard of it before. I only heard about it because I checked my email and it was in my email as a suggestion. I heard his name before. I heard it for the first time earlier this year. Sparked my attention immediately once I looked at the cover and watched the preview. As you see here, you can check it out on sellemnow.com. That's sellemnow.com. But I'm going to give you my perception of the documentary. Now, for anybody who's been following conspiracy theories or alternative, I don't even like the term conspiracy theory. I like to use the terminology alternative information. For anybody that's been consuming alternative information in regards to politics and things of that nature, you've probably come across the name of George Soros. Supposedly, he's a ultra-rich billionaire who escaped, Nazi Germany, if I'm not mistaken. I think they talked about that in the documentary. As a young boy, he escaped the country by pretending to be a Christian. And eventually came out as an atheist. But the most interesting part about this is the fact that a lot of people believe that Mr. Soros is behind a lot of the civil unrest taking place, not only in America, but in countries all across the world. It's reported that Mr. Soros is, and I'm not making this up. This is what's being reported. George Soros, don't with me. Anyway, it's reported that Mr. Soros is responsible for supporting organizations such as BLM, Antifa, and even Planned Parenthood, among countless other organizations. It's even been said that Mr. Soros is donating money to various educational systems and influencing the curriculum that is being taught in our schools today. It's even been said that he's even giving money to certain churches, even though he's a profound atheist. So, you know, I took all the information in and I processed the information with my own logic. And like anything, you know, there's a lot of truth and a lot of probably untruth in the documentary. But I believe the creators of the documentary had the best intentions at heart. A lot of the things that I'm not going to spoil the documentary for you, but I will give you this. I agree with a lot of it. I agree with the narrative they were painting in this documentary. If it's true, it's horrible. If this is true about Mr. Soros. It's horrible if it's not true about Mr. Soros and they just painted him out to be a mean villain. But I've heard so many people speak about this individual over this year, and it seems like everybody's saying the same thing. One of the things they tried to make out to be bad was, correct me if I'm wrong, it kind of sounded like they didn't like the idea of the LGBTQ community, which is what Mr. Soros is supposedly behind. I have no problem with anybody that's transgender, cisgender, or whatever. It doesn't matter to me who anybody's with. I'm a heterosexual male, although I'm wearing a pink shirt right now. But not that that makes you, don't be sensitive. But I don't care about who anybody is with. So I didn't agree with the way I perceived their discussion of LGBTQ? I don't keep up with this stuff. Don't get offended. Sucks that I gotta say don't get offended, right? I don't like how they portrayed that to be kind of a bad thing. One thing I don't agree with is for them to try to teach it in school. I don't think that's appropriate for the school to try to educate young, impressionable brains on, you know, the idea of that they could be any gender they want to be. I don't agree with that part. But as far as people being whatever they want to be, if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're bi, if you're tri, if you're fly, I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit. Another thing they spoke about in the documentary that I really didn't like is they kept using the word atheism a lot and kind of painting atheism as just a dirty thing in general. For me, I know a lot of atheists that are not evil people. So I don't think those two things are necessarily synonymous, because there's a lot of Christians that are horrible people and a lot of Christians that are good people. There's a lot of atheists that are horrible people and a lot of atheists that are good people. So I didn't like that kind of narrative that we're going, you know, they were trying to paint it like we were going towards a really grim atheistic society that's dark and evil. I think that could be a dumb person's natural response when they stop believing in God. They will go off the dark, deep end, negative end, if you will. But that's only a dumb person, in my opinion. Anybody that's, you know, conscious and capable of intellectual thinking, you can be an atheist and still be a good person, still be moral, you know. You can be a Christian and still be a good person and still be moral. So I didn't like that. Other than that, those are the two things I did not agree with about the documentary. Other than that, I think they did a really great job of painting a picture. If it's accurate, it's a very good picture that they painted of what's taking place in America with the civil unrest, with the hatred for police officers and things of that nature. I think they did a very great job. The documentary itself is well produced. Everything is on point. It's amazing. I didn't like I keep talking about what I didn't like. I didn't like the fact that they were trying to promote this book in there, but other than that, it was really good. I liked the documentary. If you are trying to put the pieces of this crazy puzzle that we're seeing scattered across our country right now, if you are looking for more information on that's alternative, that's different from what's being perpetuated in mainstream society, then this documentary is definitely the documentary you want to check out. I paid $9.99 to stream it on sellemnow.com. And to me, it was worth every penny. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. That's my score for this documentary, Billionaire Radical by George Soros. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I think it was absolutely phenomenal. I'll give it, that's my score. I could get into detail and break it down why I gave it the score, but it's a good documentary. Check it out. It opened my eyes to a lot of things, and I highly suggest you make up your own mind about what you think about the information presented. But you can only make up your mind about it if you watch it. Watch the documentary. I'm not being paid to promote this at all. This is just one man's opinion of a documentary that I watched on a Saturday while I was working in my home office. Much love. Always remember to master yourself and share this information with anybody you feel deserves to hear it. Until next